This is chapter 1 of The Mortification of Sin by John Owen, updated and abridged by Richard Rushing. Chapter 1, Introduction. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8:13. This is the main text and foundation upon which this discourse is based. In this text we find, to whom it is directed, you believers. Second, the condition, if you. Third, the means of accomplishment, the Spirit. Fourth, a duty, put to death the deeds of the body. Five, a promise, you will live. 1. The exhortation is directed toward believers. Paul is speaking to believers in that he says in verse 1 of the same chapter, there is therefore now no condemnation to them. In verse 9, he explains, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And in verses 10 and 11, he speaks to those who are quickened by the Spirit of Christ. The persons to whom this duty is directed and the duty itself are the foundation of this book. It is expressed in this thesis. Their choicest believers, who are assuredly freed from the condemning power of sin, should also make it their business all of their days to mortify the indwelling power of sin. Second, the condition expresses the certainty of the relationship. The purpose of the condition, if you, is to express the certainty of the relationship between the cure and the result. There is a clear connection between the mortifying of the deeds of the body and living. This connection is not cause and effect properly and strictly, for eternal life is the gift of God through Jesus Christ, Romans 6:23. But rather means and end. The intent of the text in this conditional expression is that there is a certain infallible connection and coherence between true mortification and eternal life. If you use this means, you shall obtain that end. If you do mortify, you shall live. This, then, is our main motive for the enforcement of this duty in their lives. Third, our strength in the performance of this duty comes through the Spirit. All other ways of mortification are in vain. Men may attempt this work based upon other principles, but they will come short. It is a work of the Spirit, and it is by Him alone that we are to experience victory. Mortification from a self-strength, carried on by ways of self-invention, to the end of a self-righteousness, is the soul and substance of all false religion in the world. Fourth, the duty itself. Let us consider three things concerning the duty before us. First, what is meant by the body. Second, what is meant by the deeds of the body. And third, what is meant by mortifying or putting them. First, the body at the end of the verse is the same as the flesh in the beginning of the verse. It is indwelling sin, the corrupted flesh or lust that is intended, period. Second, the outward deeds of the body are here expressed, yet the inward cause is chiefly intended. The apostle calls them deeds in that they are an outward expression of a yielding to an inward lust. Indwelling lust and sin is the fountain and principle of all sinful action. Third, to mortify means to put any living thing to death. To kill a man or any other living thing is to take away the principle of all its strength, vigor, and power, so that it cannot act or exert or put forth any proper acting of its own. Indwelling sin is compared to a person, a living person, called the old man, with his faculties and properties, his wisdom, craft, subtlety, and strength. The old man is utterly mortified and slain by the cross of Christ, period. He is said to be crucified with Christ, Romans 6:6, and ourselves to be dead to him. Verse 8. This takes place in regeneration. The work of the Holy Spirit, who is planted in our hearts, also opposes the lusts of the flesh. Galatians 5:17. This whole work is done by degrees and is to be carried on toward perfection all of our days. Thus it is the constant duty of believers to render a death blow to the deeds of the flesh, that they may not have life and strength to bring forth their destructive influence. 5. The promise is life. The life promised is eternal life. This is the very opposite of the penalty. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. However, the word may not only mean eternal life in heaven, but also the spiritual life in Christ, which we have here, the joy and comfort and vigor of our life yet in this world. This is the second motive for the duty prescribed. The vigor, power, and comfort of our spiritual life depends on the mortification of the deeds of the flesh.